We're doing the Tivot Shalom, and the Tivot Shalom says like this. We explained last time that every person has within himself, from the moment he is born, a tendency, Yetzer Hara, and from the time he's 13, the Yetzer Atov. And how come the Yetzer Atov can overcome? The key to overcoming is when a person takes what is permissible and says, but does God really want me to do this? And then he is Kadesh Atzecha B'Mutalecha. He becomes holy because he takes things that are permissible and he says, but let me not take it to the letter of the law. Let me not go as far as I'm permitted. Person can say, I'm allowed to eat as much meat as I want. Person says, let me be a holy person. Let me eat a little bit less meat. Let me take things that are permitted and distance myself a little bit. So that's the way that a person moves forward and strengthens his Yetzer HaTov. And this is like we explained the verse that says it will be as a result of your listening to the mitzvot. God says, you listen to the mitzvot, I will maintain the covenant, I will love you and bless you. We don't find anywhere in the Torah a blessing like this. God says, you listen, and I will love you. We don't find that in the Torah. Shebederech klal habrachot hin, ordinarily, what blessings do we find in the Torah? V'natati gishmichem b'itam, I'll give you the rain in its proper time. Chayetzebo, we find blessings that are blessings for the general good. Umadu akan ne'emar v'ahevechan. Why over here does God say, you listen to the Torah, I will love you? Achen perush, but the explanation of v'haya ekev tishme'un. What did we see yesterday? The word ekev is Rashi Tevot for kadesh atzmecha b'mutar. When you listen to the extent that you sanctify yourself with that which is permissible, the meaning of vaya ekev tishme'un hu gam ken shem kadesh atzmo b'mutar is also that he sanctifies himself with what's permitted. V'heyot shu says zot, and being that he does this rak mitoch ahavat Hashem, simply because he loves Hashem, v'lo mechamat shum menim acherim, and not because of any other impetus, you're not going to get paid for this, you're not going to get punished if you don't do this. The reason a person does it is that he stops and he thinks, does God want me to be spending my time doing this right now? Is this really what God wants me to do in my life? There's no prohibition. I'm not doing anything prohibited now. There's no commandment that I should rather be doing now. But is this what God wants me to be doing with my time? So when a person stops and then says, okay, now I will go beyond the letter of the law because I know that's what God really wants me to do in this instance, so then he's acting out of love. Hare midah keneged midah. Then God says, I'll act the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu noten lo avato, and that's what the verse means. Ve'evecha. God says, I'll give you my love. You act out of love, I'll act out of love. Ve'imita b'pri ha'aretz. Shekol hanag hashmit she'adam ne'ene. And if you want, so we could say when it comes to fruit of the land, that all physical pleasure that a person enjoys, afiru shel heter, even permissible pleasure, harezen nirgan mafrid aluf, it is nonetheless something that separates, she'osem masach ha'mavdiv ben yudi la'Hashem yitzbarach. It makes a curtain, it separates between a Jew and Hashem blessed be he. Harei kmo ken hefech, so then, by the same token, if we say when one focuses on material goods, a person walks into the house and says, what can I enjoy now? What's there to enjoy now? A person very often does that. Well, a person has to know that when he's doing that, what he's doing is he's bringing himself down. He's distancing himself from the Creator. But you could understand that the opposite is also true. Shekasher Yehudi mekadesh atzmo b'mutar, when a Jew sanctifies himself with that which is permissible, he stops and thinks, what does God want me to do with my time now? I know I'm allowed to sit down and just rest. I could say, I need a break. Yeah, that's legitimate. Sometimes that's the right thing to do. But sometimes it's just an excuse. So then, when a person seeks to sanctify himself, then he's bringing himself closer to Hashem. And we know the rule, Shlomo HaMelech told us in the Pasuk in Mishlei, love covers all sin. If you love someone, even if they weren't 100% right to you, even if they didn't do everything right, they said things that weren't 100% nice, but you love them, it'll pass. When a Jew, so to speak, gives to God of himself, things that he really wants. Not because he'll be punished. But rather because he knows that's what God wants. As then, then God says, my love will cover anything you do wrong. He merits to the level of that God promises he will love you. And he gets the promise that the older Yetzer that's within him, the Yetzer Hara, will become subservient to the younger Yetzer, the Yetzer HaTov. And corresponding to this, the verse says in our parasha, his hand was holding on to the heel of Esav. It means his hand was holding on to Akev. His hand, his strength against Esav was the ability to sanctify himself. That is the strength God gives the Jew to stand up to the power of bad, the ta'avot, and the power of desire, they shouldn't trample him. And this is so relevant in our day and age. We live in a time where everyone's always looking for material things. Everywhere you go, we're being told, you want to be happy? Go. Just get that iPod, just get that laptop, just get that high-speed internet connection. Every time we're told, if you just get this, you'll be happy. And we know we're not, at least not from that. You want to win over the materialistic desire that keeps bringing us down, don't just say, well, I won't do that. Stop and say, do I need this? There's no prohibition against doing this, but do I need it? Maybe I can wait a week. Maybe I can wait 2 weeks. Let me hold myself back a little bit. Let me not run after the material. Once I start controlling my desire, which is what I'm doing when I say, yeah, I want it, it's permissible, I can do it. What I'm doing is I'm saying, I want my focus in life to be, how does God want me to live my life? So long as when I want, my first thought is, how do I get? I'm leading a life that is meshubad l'tavot. My life is consistently subservient to my desire for the material. The second I can control that, and I could say, yes, it's permitted, but I will control it, and does God want me to do it? That is when I'm advancing in a life of Kedusha.